was there, and it's interesting. It's the only weekend he had off here up until Christmas, so his team wasn't playing this weekend, so he had the opportunity to come in. And it's good to see Billy, and he's doing a good job out in Tri-Cities in the USHL.
He is, and we had talked, he and I had talked, and we planned to have him on the air, and then so I texted him Saturday morning. And never heard back from Billy.
The mayor of Ann Arbor. I think we can refer to Billy, the mayor of Ann Arbor. I'm sure he had a few things going on, a few people to see there. And he's very popular, has got a lot of friends there, and lived there for a while after his playing days in the NHL.
Yep. So, okay, so we go to game two. Dominating performance, in my opinion, by Michigan Tech in Saturday night's game, 3-3 tie. Again, we find ourselves, even though we are playing well, we get this early first period penalties again, Coach. It's just plaguing us.
I think every game this year we've had the first penalty, and they've been fairly early. I'll have to go back and document that, but I would tell you that within the first 5 minutes of almost every game, we've taken a penalty, and it's not the way you want to start games. And when you look at the penalties, Dirk, you know, that's what bothers me. And we've talked about this a lot, but even from Friday night, you know, the penalties, hooking, holding, hooking, you know, it's just not, you know, one goalie interference. Just the hooking and the holding, you have to keep both hands on your stick, and you got to keep your feet moving, and, you know, you can't reach in the hands anymore. We got to start learning from that, because, you know, and they were maybe some ticky-tacky calls, but they're calling it, so we have to understand the rules and play with those. And you don't want to get that first penalty. It just puts you on your heels. So.
And some of them, not this one, I don't think, but some of them on Saturday night were offensive zone.
Yeah. Most of them are a long way away from the net, so it's not like you're preventing a goal.
Well, we see that we get the penalty, and the Wolverines score early in the game at the 3:36 mark. Will Lockwood gets a pass from Piazza and Slicker.
Lockwood back up top. Piazza shot through, blocked in front. Rebound is there, scored. And that is the fourth rebound goal, or third or fourth, of the weekend for the Wolverines.
Almost identical again to the night before.
Yeah, just like the night before. We did a real nice job on the PK, blocked the shot in front, and the rebound trickles to an open wing. And again, we sort of collapsed on the guy in the slot, and we left that the wing open, and it just happened to keep bouncing right to that guy this weekend. You probably could play 10 more games and it wouldn't happen again like that in 10 games. So just one of those things, Dirk, and now we're on our heels again, and we are ready to play the game. And unfortunately, that goal, like I said, gets a crowd into the game, gets their team excited, and puts us on our heels a little bit.
Here's a nice play, though, by the Huskies. Mike Neville ends up putting the puck in the net to tie the game up 1-1.
Darrows takes a heavy hit but gets rid of it for Neville. Cross now for Hannanen. Tyler Hannanen looking to do something special in front. A goal!
Couldn't tell, Coach, if that went off of his skate and then a sticking in, or just off of his skate, not directed intentionally. And what was the ruling on that after they looked at it?
Yeah, that it actually hit the skate at some point. It's really hard to tell, but there was no kicking motion. And as you can see, they didn't spend much time in the review booth on that. But a good goal for us. Real nice play. That's one of the nicest plays we've made this year so far as the passing and distributing the puck and then going to the net and stopping. And that's, we talk about that a lot, is just try to get to the net, go to the far post and stop. You know, a lot of guys want to go to that far post, or they cut inside and come to the near post, and or they just take the big loop by them.
I like the loop on Sundays. That's what I do.
You like the loop on Sundays? Well, it's hard to stop and start. It's hard to stop and start. It takes a lot of energy. So we have a few loopers, but we won't have any from here on in. But good for Mike. I think Mike Neville can be and has to be a bigger offensive threat this year for us and contributor. And he had some good chances this weekend. So it's good to see him to get a couple points. And I'm going to rely on him. I'm going to press him a little bit to bear down offensively, because he does a real good job defensively. But I want him to be a complete two-way player, not just known as a defensive guy. I want him to be able to add some offense too. What Chris Draper, Darren Helm, or guys like that, who, you know, maybe some years haven't had big numbers, but you know, they create opportunities, and Mike's always going to create opportunities. So I'm just going to ask him and our staff is to contribute and bear down more offensively when he has a chance.
The key to that play, in my opinion, not only Neville going to the net, but just a nice cutback by Tyler Hannon across the middle there.
Yeah, he created some time and space and was able to get guys up the ice to join him, and then obviously made a real nice play. And like I said, it was a big goal for us. So real good play.
Huskies outshoot Michigan 13-7 in that first period. We're tied at 1. We go to the second period. Alex Kyle with one of the highlight reel goals that you will see this year.
Trying to kick that puck loose. Hands of the Wolverines. Chance for Kyle. Walks in. Makes a move. Scores. Oh, a highlight reel goal by Kyle as he made it right in front of Witches. Went to the backhand. And the Wolverines take a 2-1 lead.
Kind of an unfortunate situation there, but Coach, tell me, did we have a defenseman there that maybe could have been a better play on him, or was that just a phenomenal move the whole way by Kyle?
No, the whole way around we could have played that better. We had people in possession. Again, it's the last minute of the period, so you have to understand the situation and what you need to do there. And unfortunately, we just got our forward got the puck caught up in his skates, and Kyle sort of picked it free, and our defenseman was coming in trying to help out, and Kyle just gave him the old 1-2 and toe dragged it a little bit and put it between our legs, and we didn't play the man because we were fishing for the puck there. And in that situation, it's a 50-50 puck, and he thinks he's going to get it, the defenseman, and once you don't, you're putting yourself in a real bad position against, he's going to be one of the top players in the country this year. Kyle, he's obviously returning leading scorer for them, and he hadn't scored. He had been struggling a little bit, so we've got some guys who aren't scoring, but Kyle's another guy that they need to score and has not been. But if you give him time and space around the net, he knows what to do with it, and he really made Matt look bad on that one.
All right, so it's another lead for Michigan, 2-1, going into the third period. Shots in the second period, 15-3 in favor of Michigan Tech.
Well, it's we outshot them 6 of the 7 periods, including the overtime. We're doing a good job. We're going to good job defending, and we only gave them 11 attempted shots in the period, which is incredible. And we had 15 shots on goal. They only had 11 attempted shots. And if you look at the shot chart, the only one they scored on was the one where Kyle is in front of the net. Everything else is out in the distance. So we did a great job. We had time of possession, played in their zone, worked hard, created some really good opportunities, whether 2-on-1 or breakaway or, good point shots, rebounds. And we know who the star of the game was. I don't know who everybody picked for the star of the game, but I think it was pretty obvious who the first star in this hockey game was.
All right, so we go to the third period. The Huskies trying to get back in the game, and they do. Chris Leibinger on a redirect from Mark Ott.
Fontaine, here's a chance now for the Huskies again. Back up top. Shot tipped in front. Went through. Scores! It went through! And the Huskies tie the game up here with 14-13 left in the third.
Mark Ott looked like he was going to...
If you look at that overhead, you can see that Chris Leibinger does a nice job to redirect it. And then I think it goes off a Schuert skate.
It does. Just clips his skate. But, good traffic in the net, or in front of the net, excuse me. I mean, he didn't even move, really, till it's in the back of the net, their goaltender there. So, but that's all you need to do. You don't have to take that hard a shot. And as we see on their power play, Piazza just takes wrist shots and it gets blocked and goes to guys. And I think the more we can do that, the more we can just get pucks through and get traffic. The way the game is now and the way they stack people up in front of the net, you just got to get things through and anything can happen at that point.
Is there something to be said about a shot with less velocity going in there being blocked that it doesn't explode out of the zone?
We've seen that where guys just crank it right into guys' shin pads and it's right out of the zone instead of just getting something through to the net. And once you do that, you're going to have opportunities. There's no doubt about it. And whether the teams are fronting players, which I mean playing in front of our offensive players, and once it gets behind them, then you get good position, good leverage for rebounds and goals.
So it's
a big goal.
It's a tie game, 2-2, yep, after Leibinger's goal, his second of the season, and then we get the go-ahead goal. Thomas Bretta, to me, this was the best goal, I thought, of the weekend for the Huskies.
May have been picked off. He held on to it wisely. He'll come across, shoots, scores! Bretta with the goal!
Huskies get the lead 3-2, and a nice shot there by Brett, who cut across the high slot there.
Well, and he's got a really good shot. We see it in practice every day, and he's got some velocity, and he's one of those guys who shoots to score. He tries to put the puck in a position where he's going to score. But great patience, and we do a drill similar to that where you gain the blue line because the defensemen are sagging. They're going to give you the blue line. You can get the offensive zone, and that's what Thomas did. He came in, got the offensive zone, and then started cutting across because they were backing up.